You're listening to SBS News.
And when Donald Trump called your investigation a witch hunt, that was also false, was it not?
I'd like to think so, yes.
Well, your investigation is not a witch hunt, is it?
It is not a witch hunt.
That's former Special Counsel Robert Mueller answering questions during a highly anticipated congressional testimony about his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 US presidential election. Surrounded by media, the televised hearings carry high stakes for President Trump and Democrats who are split between impeaching the president or moving on to the 2020 election campaign. Chairman of the House Judiciary, Jerry Nadler, questioning Mr. Mueller.
Director Mueller, the president has repeatedly claimed that your report found there was no obstruction and that it completely and totally exonerated him. But that is not what your report said, is it?
Correct. It is not what the report said.
Mr. Mueller spent 2 years on his investigation and in a 448-page report released earlier this year concluded that Russia interfered on Mr. Trump's behalf, but he was not able to establish collusion in a crime. His answers didn't stray from the findings in the report.
Over the course of my career, I have seen a number of challenges to our democracy. The Russian government's effort to interfere in our election is among the most serious. And as I said on May 29th, this deserves the attention of every American. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Some Democrats were hopeful Mr. Mueller's testimony would help them make the case to impeach the president, but his performance has been criticized as fumbling and imprecise. He frequently referred congressional members back to the report and gave one-word or evasive answers. Senior fellow at the U.S. Foreign Policy Research Institute, Claire Finkelstein, gives her assessment.
The few surprises, the unusual moments were, number one, the fact that he was willing to say explicitly that he was not able to exonerate the president of obstruction. That, of course, we knew from his report. But the fact that he was willing to say so boldly and not just refer back to the report at that moment was something I think the Democrats were not certain that he was going to do. He also said that the president could be prosecuted for crimes after he leaves office, though he declined to say what he thought about the possibility of the statute of limitations running.
The White House called Mr. Mueller's testimony an epic embarrassment for the Democrats, while Mr. Trump declared it a very good day for the Republican Party and the country.
What he showed more than anything else is that this whole thing has been 3 years of embarrassment and waste of time for our country. And you know what? The Democrats thought they could win an election like this. I think they hurt themselves very badly for 2020.
Speaking after the hearings, House Speaker and Democrat Nancy Pelosi stopped short of advocating for impeachment, saying more information is needed. She did, however, say the American people now realize more fully the crimes committed against the Constitution. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News. We'll be right back.